morning and welcome to ASI's radio show. Coming to you live today from ASI New York, I'm Melinda Ligos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and we have a great show for you today. We'll have our game show win again, where you can win some valuable prizes. First, I'd like to introduce Michelle Bell, editor of Supplier Global Resource Magazine. How are you, Michelle?
Well, I'm just fine, thank you.
Michelle, you've been in New York enough times now. What's your favorite New York hotspot?
She has none.
I do. I actually have one that Rich Fairfield took me to the other day, Balthazar, which is a very kind of European French-inspired restaurant. Loved it.
So you recommend it?
I do. It's in Soho, I believe.
Fantastic. Andy Cohn, editor of Counselor Magazine, is here. Andy, you're a native New Yorker, so surely you have a favorite New York hotspot.
Yeah, I, on the other hand, don't go to the upscale Balthazar-type place. I have a dive bar on 22nd Street called McSwiggins.
McSwiggins. You know, I've actually been there, and I've seen there's a black cat that
on
sits
the bar.
On the bar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although that was a while ago.
Fantastic little place.
Great. Glad to hear it. We also have our great tech team here this morning. Samantha Faith-Faith. Hi, Samantha.
Samantha Faith-Faith.
Steve Hawk, who likes to be known as the Hawkinator. And on the show floor with the crowd is Dave Vagnone. How are you, Dave?
I'm well. Good morning.
Now, Dave, you're not from New York, right?
I am not. I'm from Philly.
You're from Philly.
I have a favorite hotspot, though, in New York.
What is your favorite hotspot?
Times Square, more specifically, the Toys R Us in Times Square.
Ah.
I'm very tight with Jeffrey the Giraffe. We go back a long way.
You know, and I think I saw you riding the Ferris wheel there the other day.
You caught me.
Special moment for you, I'm sure.
It was tender.
On the show floor today with suppliers is Joe Haley, everybody's favorite managing editor. How are you, Joe?
I'm terrific, Melinda. How are you?
Good. Why don't you give us today's show lineup?
I'd love to. We have our world-famous prognosticator, Norman Cohn, is going to stop by and give some predictions for 2009. We're going to have marketing strategies in this economy with our own Clip Quit Sell. Michelle has some product trends for everyone. We're going to look at new markets for distributors to sell to. And we have a family biz update. I'll be on the show floor talking to suppliers as well. But first, we're going to start out with screen news, Andy.
Thank you, Joe. The ASI Show New York was teeming with receptions yesterday. I did say teeming, didn't I? After the exhibit booths closed, there was a family business reception where Dr. Steve Treat gave members of family businesses some advice for how to succeed right now. And there was a Canadian reception and a Welcome to New York gathering where both suppliers and distributors could network after a busy day on the show floor. Check out Promogram later today for full video coverage of all of these receptions. A one-of-a-kind ASI gala took place last night. With sparkling views of New York City, show attendees were treated to
sparkling.
To an evening at the top of the Rock, smack dab in the middle of Rockefeller Center. We have full coverage of the scene in Promogram, plus an inside look at this morning's keynote sessions on the hot seat with ASI's Tim Andrews and the speech from marketing expert Mary Lou Quinlan. So make sure to be on the lookout for all of that in Promogram later today.
We will be sure to do that, Andy. We have a last-minute, very special guest, Rich Fairfield, the publisher at ASI. Rich, we were asking everyone to tell their favorite New York hotspot.
New York hotspot?
And you're a New York native.
And don't try to say Balthazar, because Michelle already stole
that.
So go. Odeon.
Odeon, what's that?
It's near Balthazar, down in Soho, and it's a really great late-night spot.
All right, well, thank you very much for
Only
that.
Late night? Only late night?
It's like 24 hours, but it's better at late night.
So this morning we're going to get some great marketing advice with Cliff Quicksell. Cliff, how are you this morning? Sorry to pull you away there.
We've got a mic coming towards Cliff right now.
Cliff is one of our premier speakers at ASI. He has a lot of great creative marketing advice. Cliff, what advice do you have for distributors to market themselves in this economy?
Well, first of all, I'd say do something. You know, a lot of people are doing nothing, you know, and in this economy, I think not only this economy, but I think what their end buyers are looking for is they're looking for creativity. They're looking for something different. So the old adage of handing out just a pen or a T-shirt or something like that is kind of going by the wayside. Clients are looking for creativity, something different, and this is a great venue to be able to pull all that information together and do something that's different and innovative.
So what's an example of something more creative that they could do?
Well, I mean, like for instance, years ago I did a marketing piece where I compared myself to a Swiss Army knife, and we did that in a creative package. And we did something on all the functions of the knife and how it relayed to me as a salesperson. Well, that particular marketing piece was targeted at 137 potential buyers, and I had an 85% response rate to get in the door. Now, of those 85%, I probably closed about half of those people as new clients. So again, and everybody that has seen that particular piece and other distributors have used it have had equal success rates as well.
That's an amazing response rate. Now, how do you compare to a Swiss Army knife exactly?
Well, versatile, accessible, always there when you need it.
He's sharp.
This is a dangerous question.
Sharp and pointy.
Pointy. Okay, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Cliff, how about the idea of self-promos? You know, we see some people sometimes shying away from them because of cost, but what do you think about self-promos in a time like today?
Well, just self-promos as a self-promo, like I said, just getting a discounted product that you're handing out, I don't think that's the way to go anymore because right. It doesn't create enough point of differentiation between themselves and other people. So doing things that are different and innovative and creative, I think, is what makes a difference, significantly different. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll give you an example. Years ago, we did a half a gallon of ice cream in a cooler, and we actually put 10 bowls, 10 napkins, and 10 spoons, and a custom imprinted ice cream scoop in the top. And we actually dropped those off, and we called it our ultimate cold call. Well, we only did 18, but we got 14 new appointments out of that. So it's that, and that's the thing that when I talk to end buyers, that's what they're looking for, is that innovation.
That's great.
Yeah. And the follow-up, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No question.
Follow-up is key.
Yeah.
Michelle, I know that you've written a lot about creative self-promotions in some of the magazines. What's the most creative one that you've seen lately?
I don't know if lately. I mean, Cliff actually has done a lot that I consider, you know, to be the pinnacle of what's a creative self-promotion. You know, the pizza, of course, is my favorite. Right. He did one with a pizza cutter. You sent the cutter first, and then pizzas.
No, we actually sent the pizza cutter in a smaller box along with a medium cheese pizza. And the concept was, you know, I bet you're wondering what this is all about. We don't sell pizza, but we sell creative ideas, and we'd like a slice of your business. And we just did 12 of those, and we actually managed to get 12 appointments and close 7 new customers from that. And a lot of my peers laughed about that, but yet I often say, follow me to the bank. You know,
right,
at the
sure.
end of the day, it's what it's about. It's about getting results.
You know, Melinda, there was also that promotion that Proforma did based on the senses, the 5 senses.
Yeah.
Sight, smell, taste, and they did, you know,
popcorn.
Microwavable popcorn to play off of the sense of smell and taste.
So there seems to be a theme here. We've got popcorn, ice cream, and pizza all with very high response.
So it's all about food.
Very good.
The more you could feed your customers, the better off you'll be.
Yeah, correct. That's exactly
good.
Right.
It's not, and you have to logo it, though, somehow.
Of course.
One last tip for people to market themselves this year, Cliff?
Well, I tell you, while you're here at the show, I mean, take advantage of this opportunity. I often say to people in my workshops, I say, consider yourself like a chef, and this is your supermarket. And all of the things that you see here are basically the ingredients for major creativity. And if you think like that, and you can start asking good questions of the vendors, things magically will work for you. I think it's brilliant.
Fantastic. Well, great advice from Cliff Quicksell this morning. Thank you very
much. Thank you very much.
So just get out and do something, right, Cliff?
That's right. Do something.
Do something.
Yes.
That's great. Thank you. We're going to check in with Joe Haley. Joe, what are you up to right now?
Oh, Melinda, I am right around the corner at booth 708 Chocolate Inn, and I'm with David Miller. And he's going to tell us what his favorite New York hotspot is. David.
Is it
Thank you, Joe. I got to say, I'm a New Yorker. I used to live in the city, and now I live on Long Island since I got married and had kids. And there are just so many New York hotspots that I enjoy, yet have not had an opportunity to really go to that frequently to really even mention. I typically enjoy more going downtown to the West Village or the Meatpacking District, and I think that anyone's in town for the show might want to take advantage of that. I think they'll have a good time.
And David, where do you go for chocolate in Manhattan?
Chocolate I try to keep in the family, and when I want chocolate, I try to eat what we do. But we actually supply chocolate for a store called Jacques Torres, which is down in the West Village, and he's pretty famous around here.
Well, I'll tell you, Rich Fairfield is shaking his head.
Yeah, that guy is
fantastic.
Man.
He's to be the pastry chef at Le Cirque.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, very good. Wow. He knows his cooking.
Well, that's great. Enjoy the rest of the time of the show, David.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right, now we're going to pause for a message from one of our show sponsors, and when we return, Michelle Bell will give us some product trends.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by iPromoteU. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromoteU today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromoteU, the smart choice. For more information, call 1-800-850-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteu.com. And get ready for Dunkfest 2009 as the promotional products industry celebrates March Madness. a fun and friendly competition for the entire promotional products industry involving the men's NCAA college basketball tournament. Watch your emails for more information. Dunkfest is presented by I Promote You and sponsored by ASI, Bodekin Roads, and Norwood.
Welcome back to ASI's radio show. We're coming to you live from ASI New York this morning, and we are here talking.
We're almost in our normal time slot.
We are almost. It feels just a little bit early.
We're close.
We're here with Michelle Bell, who's Michelle travels the world every year. Michelle, you go to Dusseldorf, you go to Asia a few times.
I do.
You've been to PSI in Paris.
Yes.
So you've seen a lot of product trends, even before we see them here in the USA.
That's for
so
sure.
So you were in Dusseldorf, I know, in January.
Yes.
Tell us what some trends are that we can expect to see here.
I would say that there's four that I would identify. Embellishments on products. For example, the people who are here now, on my shirt I have rhinestones. And I would say that you'll be seeing a lot more on products. Stones, metal grommets, anything to kind of...
Who thought you'd be wearing rhinestones today?
Who thought?
Jeez.
She's a rhinestone cowgirl.
Anything to increase the value or perceived value of the product. I would also say an emphasis on innovative packaging, again, to increase the value of the product. Sure. And it doesn't have to be costly. Packaging, that's the great thing about it. It can be inexpensive, but it adds a lot to the look of the product.
Packaging trends are huge.
They
are.
There,
people are just doing so many creative things with the way they package the stuff that they give out. That's a great trend.
A great way to add some profit margin there.
Absolutely.
As far as prints, I would say floral prints and polka dots, believe it or not.
So where's your not
together.
Where's your floral and polka dot then?
Yeah, they're in my closet.
You'll be wearing your poodle skirt later.
Yeah. And also, whereas in previous years there was an emphasis on metallics and shiny finish, I think we're going to move towards matte finishes, which is kind of a little bit more...
Classy
and like a deeper finish. Mm-hmm.
Classy.
So that's what I would say. They're my
awesome.
Four.
Awesome. Those are things coming to a store near you.
Indeed.
Thanks very much, Michelle. Our very special guest, Norman Cohn, is here. Norman, of course, is chairman of ASI. And Norman is famous in the office for making predictions every year for what's going to happen this year. Norman, do you have an industry prediction for us this year?
Thank you very much, Brenda. I always enjoy listening to ASI Radio. And I'm sure that people all over the world are probably listening now.
In Malaysia, even.
Yes, definitely.
Malaysia.
But talking about what I see for the future, it's interesting to walk around the show, and this is an extraordinary show, the third one we've had this year, that the suppliers seem to be very happy. You can talk to distributors and suppliers who are up an amazing amount. You can also find those that are very worried and at best flat. I believe that last year's total sales will be down a little bit. The first three quarters were outstanding, and in the last quarter we fell out of bed for a while. And in some ways we started out this new year the same, but I predict that we will do no less this year, the new year 2009, as an industry sales, than we did last year. Anything else I can share?
When do you predict actual growth? Would that happen end of this year, next year? What's the quarter where you'll really see some growth?
I see the third quarter that the industry sales will come back to what we think is normal growth.
Well, that's something positive.
I think the first two quarters are going to be a little tight. You're going to have to work hard, advertise, promote. You have to bring your customers ideas. If you only bring them prices, you won't be in that account very long.
Absolutely. Yep. Now, I know you're also famous for making some sports predictions. So World Series and Super Bowl, what do you think? I know you're partial to Philadelphia, but...
I thought these were supposed to be softball questions. Yeah, well, I'm afraid that... I will make football world. I'll make these two predictions. Unfortunately, the Eagles aren't going to be in the Super Bowl. Neither will T.O., who's not Philadelphia's famous former star.
How about the New York Jets?
You'd make Andy very happy if you said something.
I hate
positive.
To tell you, the New York Jets should have taken T.O. They had nothing to lose. They haven't been in a game that counts for 30 years.
Did you hear that, Andy?
He's rubbing it
they
in
They might
now.
As well just pack it in.
So if I were them, I would have taken a shot. the worst they end up is out of the playoffs.
Which is where they like to
be. They've
been.
Yeah. And there is a shot. He is a talented player. Maybe he learned his lesson. Probably not. But anyway, with the Jets, I would have given it a shot to see, just like they did with Brett Favre.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Norman. Have a great show.
Thank you. Nice to be with all of you. You do a great job.
Thank you. We're going to pause for a moment for another one of our show sponsors. When we return, we'll be having our famous ASI show, Game Show.
Well, savvy distributors know that there's no better way to promote their clients' brand continuity than with the power of full-color promotions. So stop by booth 312 right behind us for all of your full-color ideas. Worldwide is the industry's full-color expert with over 100 unique items from drinkware to mouse pads. They've expanded their line for 2009 with new innovative fabric items like microfiber phone bags and neoprene laptop cases in all glorious full color. See VP of Sales Steve Roan to find out how to get a free spec sample that will take your client's brand and your sales to the next level.
And we're back with ASI's radio show coming to you live this morning from the Big Apple, getting ready for day two of the show. And we are ready to play our game show. Dave, do we have some contestants?
Yes, I have. Hello, I'm back. Hi. We have two contestants today.
Okay.
Going for some great prizes. First, we have
Andrew Janicek with Proforma.
And that's in Ohio?
No, I'm in Long Island, New York.
Long Island, New York. And ma'am?
Hi, Donna Griffin from ASAP at Specialties and Promotions in Briarcliff Manor, New York, Westchester County.
It's great to have you both here. Now, Melinda, would you like to explain the rules?
I will. We're going to ask you 8 trivia questions, some ASI related, some New York related, asked by our esteemed publisher, Rich Fairfield. If you know the answer, then shout out ASI, and we'll call on you, and you get a point for each question right. So take it away,
so,
Rich.
So ASI, if you slip me a 20 beforehand, I can help you out, okay? Just kidding. All right.
First question, what is the average gross profit margin for a distributor in the industry? Is it A, 22.9%? Is it B, 41.8%? Or C, 34.6%?
ASI?
C.
That is correct.
One for one. How many questions?
8.
8 questions. Okay, so 1.
Number
to
2.
Zero.
Who is the CEO of ASI?
And this is not multiple choice.
This is fill in the blank.
I don't think his picture's around here.
I'm Maybe. Sure it's somewhere, though.
Oh, I'm sure it's
Maybe.
Somewhere.
The initials are T A.
So
ASI, okay.
Timothy Andrews.
That is correct.
Uh oh.
That'll cost you
$1. Ahead.
2 for 2. Donnie, there's plenty of time to make a comeback. I still have full confidence in you.
Okay, another trivia question. Number 3, what is the name of the fictional restaurant frequented by the characters on Seinfeld? Is it 1, Monk's, 2, Pete's, or 3, is it Popeye's Chicken?
Definitely Popeye's.
Popeye's Chicken.
ASI, Donna?
2.
No, I'm sorry, it is not Pete's.
It is not 2.
Care
I love
to take
the
a
sound
guess,
effect.
Andrew?
Okay, we have an...
Popeye's Chicken.
No, I'm sorry, it's not Popeye's Chicken.
I'm
going
to go with A. Do I win a prize?
Dave Bagnoti gets 1 point.
1 for Dave, okay. Andrew 2, Dave 1, Donna 0, okay.
Okay, number 4. What is the number one way distributors can get new business? Is it A, cold calls, or B, referrals, or C, direct mail advertising?
This is according to a survey in Counselor Magazine.
Donna has said ASI. One more time, Rich.
Give her the
answers.
Would it be A, cold calls? Would it be B, referrals?
Referrals.
That is correct.
Woo!
Referrals is correct.
Donna is on the board.
On the board. 2-1-1.
Okay, number 5. What was Sarah Jessica Parker's character full name on the New York City-based show Sex in the City? Was it A, Carrie Bradshaw, B, Megan O'Malley, or C, Susie Thompson?
We have an ASI before the question was fully asked. There's confidence from Donna.
Carrie Bradshaw.
That
she
is
nailed
correct.
It.
Nailed it.
Are you a big fan of the show, Donna? Let's be honest now.
Nailed it.
Really?
It just...
I didn't start watching until way after it was on the rerun.
Sure, we really believe you.
Number 6.
So we're tied at 2, right? Okay, 2 apiece.
Number 6, name 2 magazines published by ASI.
And you have the editors here, so we'll be very sad.
ASI, Andrew says ASI.
We got Advantages and Counselor.
Correct.
Nailed it. Nice.
Well, we're close here, right?
This is 3 for Andrew, 2 for Donna. Promo has entered the building. Hi, Promo.
Hey, Promo.
Okay, 3-2. How many left, Rich?
There are 2 more
okay,
questions.
Okay, so 2. Pressure-packed time now. Let's focus.
What female vixen Starred in the New York City-based film Made in Manhattan.
I know this. Has nothing to do with the fact
she
that I know
the
question.
She goes by a nickname. She's
the,
a vixen.
The female lead
she's
in
a
the
sexy
movie.
Female star.
And she's and she's a singer. I'll yes. give you a hint. She's a singer as well.
Do we have an ASI? Hits. ASI? Andrew ASI?
Married to Mark Anthony?
Jennifer Lopez.
That is correct.
Nailed it. I think you just closed
We're going to do the last question.
And she's
just
from
because.
The Bronx.
She is. Jenny from the Bronx.
Vixen.
The Bronx.
One town. She lives in Mutton Town.
Really? Are you close personal friends with her?
No, but I just know the area.
They hang out on the weekends.
Yeah.
Okay, number 8. Name 2 popular decorating techniques for T-shirts.
Ooh. ASI for Donna.
Well, let's see, embroidery and silkscreen.
Very, very yay. Good.
This is her specialty.
You know, well, it was so close, it was Dave, close. That we're going to give a prize to both of them.
Wow. Melinda's in a great,
we're very generous mood
today. We've got 2 fabulous prizes from Media Tree today. This measures how much you exercise, and it gives you incentives.
Not that we're saying that you need to exercise.
So every time you exercise
helping.
60 minutes and wear this bracelet, you'll get more music downloads, courtesy of Media Tree. So
how do you folks feel about winning?
Around the trade show floor.
It's a good start to the day.
And Donna, how do you feel about getting a prize?
I'm very excited.
Be honest, this is the highlight of your week so far.
Exercise. I think I should just run the whole track here first before I start the show.
Can we put a video camera on that?
Get moving. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
We're going to pause now for a message from another one of our show's sponsors. When we return, we'll hear about some hot new markets for distributors.
Golden Pacific, now shipping from New Jersey and California, is offering free ground shipping on all closeouts. That's right, free ground shipping on all closeouts. Stop by booth number 412 right behind us for more information about Golden Pacific's free ground shipping.
And we're back live from New York with ASI's radio show. We're going to talk now about some hot new markets for distributors. The economy may be not doing so well, but there are some markets that are absolutely booming. Andy,
booming.
Tell us what they are.
Yeah, we've talked about some markets recently that are doing quite well, and they're relatively new. There's the traditional ones that everybody can continue to go after.
Growing,
healthcare and education are very good hot markets that are the traditional biggies. But a couple that are relatively new, that are big right now at least. Temp agencies, obviously there's a lot of people out of work, so the temp agencies are trying to attract business themselves.
Absolutely. They're
so
busy.
They're marketing their services. Construction, obviously, and government with the stimulus package passed. Those are going to be areas that distributors can attract these days.
A lot of new construction projects, correct?
Yep, that's right.
In the works.
And one more, the pet market.
Which I know is your favorite market, Rich.
It is, but I was wondering, what about healthcare?
I said healthcare and education.
Yeah, that's continually strong.
Okay. As traditional markets, those two, healthcare and education, are extremely strong right now and growing. And those are places that distributors are really getting a good chunk of their business from.
How about the sin market? You know, when the economy kind of falters.
The sin market.
You know,
sin.
People, yeah, they call it the sin market. People, you know, still buy, you know, they buy alcohol, they go to bars. So those places are not faltering.
So more people are out of work, so they have the time for more sales.
Well,
is that
I know
what you're
in the last recession that the alcohol sales went
huge.
Up.
It's
and
true.
I think that Anheuser-Busch, they were up.
Absolutely, yeah. The beer market.
Yeah. Another one that we've touched on recently is online dating and matchmaking. Those markets are up as well.
So people are still looking for love.
Looking they are still looking for love in all the wrong places.
In all the wrong places.
Now more
exactly.
than ever.
Fantastic. All right, we're going to check in with Joe Haley on the show floor. Joe, what the heck are you doing?
What the heck are you
doing? Hello.
Joe.
Where's Joe?
Oh,
here we go.
No, Joe.
We've got Joe on the line.
Wake up, Joe.
Okay, I am here at booth 435 with one of our show sponsors, Labels and Decals International. Now, I'm telling you, you have to get down here and see, I'm not making this up. The water skiing dog, she also drives a boat. And we're hanging out with the president and the secretary of state. But first, I want to introduce everyone to Cliff Bodie.
Is Hillary here? Hillary's there,
Hillary's
right?
Not the
yes.
Oh, she's the Secretary of State, though, Melinda.
Thank you.
Any Secretary of State are here.
Wow. But, now, so you have a video there of your dog who actually does water ski. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. We just got back from Toronto. She did a 3-day show up there. But better than that, though, my company, right to get to business, I guess, 10 to 15% guarantee off on our products. Versus our competitors, and we also have free shipping, always, not just a show special.
Well, guarantees and free shipping are always good in this economy, so tell us again where people should stop by to see you today.
Booth 435, we have a big, you can't miss the President and Secretary of State, but we have Labels and Decals with a big globe,
And the doggy will be here to sign autographs.
And booth 435 is just right on down this way.
It is. And can we pet the dog?
Of course, yes.
Okay, great. Well, we'll be down. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
In our last segment, we have just enough time. Everybody knows it's March Madness season.
Yes. Madness.
Andy, tell us about this little basketball game we're
going to
play.
Well, how many contestants do we have?
We have two. This is backed by popular demand.
Okay, yeah, we started this out yesterday, and we have two contestants. They're each going to get five shots. Whoever hits the most shot makes the most shots out of the five.
She's rolling up her sleeves, so she's a real contender.
Oh, we've got a winner here. All right, Dave, who do we have?
Okay, we have first.
Kim Rivera.
From?
Torrey Cooper in Connecticut.
And sir?
Wayne Saldinger from Hop Hog, Long Island. The company.
So Connecticut versus company? Long Island.
I like
okay.
that. Very nice. Okay.
A little regional matchup.
The best out of five.
Versus Hofstra. Okay.
If it's a tiebreaker, I blindfold you. I'm just kidding. Okay. Step on up. Who's first? Wayne is first.
Do we have to flip a coin or something?
Okay. Just like we do it in the NBA, behind the line. Best of five. No pressure.
Matt's got the rebound.
He's got the form. Okay, that's the right way to do it. Trying to bank it in works here. I'm just giving you a tip. 0 for 1, 0 for 2. Little hard.
Take your time.
I love the music.
There
we got one.
We
got one out of three. He's getting hot.
He's going to nail this one.
Oh, front, back, off.
One more.
Last one. Wayne.
Oh,
back rim.
We've got one out of five.
There is a chance.
Okay.
It's okay. You still might pull it off. I do have confidence, though. She's got the form.
Oh,
wide
right.
It's okay. Hit promo in the head. All right.
Yeah, don't hit promo.
Yeah, we need promo for the day.
0 for 1. Back again.
Knock it in. Yeah.
Oh, that was so close.
So close.
You got robbed.
How did that not go in?
I don't know. The rims are tight here at the Javits Center.
Oh, wow.
You front rim, back rim, and off. A little more air. A little more touch. A little more touch. Back rim again. Okay, comes down to
this.
Take your time. Now, wait a second. Take your time. This is a pressure-packed moment.
Look, he's heckling.
Okay, we're going to do it.
The contestant is heckling.
No heckling. And, back room.
Good try, Kimberly.
We still love both of you guys. Yes, so 1-1. 1-1. Fair competition. You did very well. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much. It was great to be here.
I think we have
T-shirts
for both of our
contestants. And we have prizes for both of you, ma'am. You tried. You have to have fun, right?
My best line, it was a blast.
Thank you for playing. Hang tight.
We have the consolation prizes
prizes
for both of you. Get T-shirts, Slam Dunk T-shirts, courtesy of I Promote You. And for our big winner, we have a Media Tree exercise bracelet.
Step on up, sir.
If you work out, this gives you incentives for exercising, and you can get some free music downloads. So thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Before we wrap up today, we'd like to hear a
security.
Good shot from the security guy.
One for one.
That was a three-point shot.
Outside.
And it's Dan O'Halloran still here. Okay.
We do have Dan.
Before we wrap up, we're going to hear a quick message from Dan O'Halloran. He said he's going to make this 13 seconds. So
okay,
go,
13.
Dan.
Go. 12.
Good morning. 11. Thank you, Mindy. Appreciate that. As you may have heard at the keynote today, our studies are showing that you need to be more aggressive than ever. So to help you out with that, ASI has announced a new marketing service offering. If you use ASI's marketing catalogs like Idea Showcase and Spectrum and Mediafile, ASI will actually send those and ship those to your customers at no charge, free shipping for you. So we'll fulfill that to your end buyer clients. If you're interested, stop by booth 715 or see Shannon. Shannon, where are you? Right over here at the new product showcase. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks for tuning in today. Please tune in next week at our regular time, 10:30 on the internet. You can find us at asicentral.com/radio. Have a great show, everybody.
Have a good show.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.